time and space. He lives in a spectrum of the universe. When he ventures beyond this limit, he is in the unknown, a realm where strange forces are brought into play. When man attempts to misuse these forces, he is sometimes destroyed. This is Macabre.
The Far East Network presents, in special performance, Macabre. Tonight's story, The Midnight Horseman.
Gentlemen, if you will step down this corridor, I will show you some of the newer paintings which have just arrived.
Really, Roderick, that's all I've heard about since I married you. The house looks like an art gallery now.
Come on, Belle, let's see what the man has. Jason, you and Ella with us?
Yes, Rod. Thanks to you, I know every art dealer in town personally.
Don't be so hard on the boy, Ella. Why, he shops for paintings as you would for hats. Who knows, someday he might find a lost Rembrandt.
Ha! Shh! Ladies and gentlemen, here is the find of the century. The artist is an unknown Oliver Turnquist. It is called The Lake.
What is the price?
Its value has not yet been determined. It was part of an estate sale we purchased recently in Europe. I should say in the neighborhood of $10,000. Notice the clean strokes of the brush, the kindness.
Roderick, in the corner, do you see that?
No.
Where? The picture of a knight on horseback.
What are you two whispering about?
Yes, I see it. May we see the painting of the horseman?
The horseman?
Yes, the old canvas in the corner.
Oh.
The one with the knight.
That one. That really is not for sale. It shouldn't even be out here.
Then why is it on display?
It was part of the estate sale I mentioned. A very sketchy background. A painter unknown. I intended to repack it.
Oh, Jason, he's trying to be mysterious to up the price.
Does it have a title?
Yes, the Midnight Horseman. Dates from the 13th century.
What an ideal wedding present for you and Jason, Ella. Ghastly. Besides, he hasn't asked me.
She said that all Irishmen marry late in life. I'll get around to it, my dear, in time.
May I have a closer look?
I would prefer not to show this...
Mr. Brum, we just want to look.
Very well. But I cannot be responsible. You bring this on yourself.
Don't let him stick you now, Roderick. That's an old gag.
Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. A portrait, one that should never have been painted. An old canvas, 700 some odd years. I ask you to examine it quickly and then allow me to put it away.
Oh, Roderick, it's terrifying. You're not going to buy that. I won't have it in the house.
I'm just looking at it, Belle.
Magnificent. A black hooded knight with a silver lance, seated on a white horse by it.
It is supposed to have been posed by a knight about 1250 A.D., he was betrothed to the Princess Belinda when she was abducted and slain by a ruthless baron. Years afterward, he would search the inns by night in quest of the slayer. The legend grew. It was said centuries later that the flying hoofs of the Midnight Horseman could be heard searching the countryside for his beloved Belinda and the cruel baron.
An interesting story, but I don't see why you should be so upset by it.
You see, sir, the portrait's been in my possession about 10 days... And it's hard to explain, but it seems to be more than just a portrait. I am afraid of it.
Fine showmanship, that lad, Mr. Collin. He's just raised the price by at least 10,000.
Why, it's just awful, sitting there with that black hood. He looks like a hangman. Roderick, I won't have it in the house, and that's final.
Ah, good. I'll rebuild it first.
Mr. Blum, what do you think, Jason?
For some reason, I think the man is actually frightened by his superstitious ignorance. The painting is a masterpiece. Nothing else. Buy it if you can.
I'll give you 10,000.
Please, Mr. Linfield, you are a man of wealth, and I am but a poor dealer in the arts. Do not tempt me.
I've got to have that portrait. 12,000.
Don't do it, Roderick, for my sake.
15, my final bid. What do you say, Mr. Blum?
A hard bargain. Very well, if you must.
Good boy, Roderick, good boy.
I do so with reluctance. They say that man makes his own hell. I hope you haven't just made your own.
supper fit for a king, Belle. I'm going to hire that cook right out from under your pretty nose one of these days.
I'm glad you and Ella could stay, Jason.
Brinkley?
Yes, sir.
We'll take our drinks in the library.
Very well, sir.
You girls join us?
Oh, no, not with that picture in there, we won't.
Go ahead. We have plenty of girl talk to catch up on anyway, don't we, Belle?
Come on, Roderick. It seems we're not very popular with the fair sex at the moment.
Right, we'll see you later.
Ah, wonderful, girls. Wonderful. I may just marry Ella one of these days.
Now, don't get carried away.
What happened to the heat? Do you feel a chill?
Since you mentioned it, yes. I'll have Brinkley check it out when he brings our drinks. Now, let's examine the prize.
Where did you put it?
It's already hung over the fireplace.
A magnificent find. Oh, you stole it at the price.
There he sits, a hooded knight in black armor, poised, waiting.
I see what the art dealer meant. Look, Roderick, at the lance he carries. I can almost understand Bloom's feeling that he's more than a portrait.
Yes. At any moment, you expect him to hurl the lance. There's something about it, Jason. Take the hood. Can't see his face, but his eyes seem to burn right through.
Yes. That proves my suspicions. Roderick, I think I know what's wrong with this portrait.
Shall I serve the drinks, sir?
Yes, Brinkley, bring them in. Brinkley, is there anything wrong with the heating system here in the library?
Why, no, sir.
Then why is this room so cold?
Strange, sir. It became this way shortly after you returned from the city today.
I see. Thank you, Brinkley. That'll be all.
Yes, sir.
What do you make of that?
My boy, I'm going to spend the night by the portrait. I'll need my notes. They're in Ella's car. And your books on the occult.
Jason, you about ready to leave? You've taken up these people's whole day.
Ella, I'm not going with you tonight.
What?
Ella, dear, drive home like a good girl now. I'll see you tomorrow.
You're spending the night here?
I have a few notes to make.
Jason Van Horn, you're heading for trouble. I'm psychic, you know. There's something wrong with that portrait. I'm warning you to leave it alone.
Ella, will you go home?
Ella, will you go home? Who do you think you are anyway? Well, let me tell you, it's just as well I didn't marry you.
Take my notes out of the car before you leave. She's a spirited little devil, isn't she?
I think you should go with her and forget the whole thing.
Roderick, my boy, leave old Jason alone now. I promise you that by morning we'll have some news. We'll know exactly why they're all afraid of the Midnight Horseman.
Hello.
Roderick?
Yes, it's Ella.
Oh.
You want to talk to Belle?
Please, may I?
Yes, just a moment. For you, Belle.
Thank you. Ella, are you all right? What's wrong?
Is Jason still there?
I guess so. We left him down in the library after you left. Why?
Oh. Ye God, what's eating her?
Shh. Ella, is there anything wrong?
It's hard to explain. I get those feelings. I don't understand them myself, Belle. Jason's in trouble. Please ask Roger to look in on him.
Why, of course, dear. Now, don't you worry about a thing. I'm sure he's fine, but we'll check just to make certain.
Oh, thanks.
Go back to sleep, dear. I'll call you tomorrow.
Sure, thanks again. Good night.
Good night.
Now, what the devil was that all about?
Ella's worried about Jason. Maybe you'd better go down and see if he is all right.
What could happen in the library? He's probably asleep.
Rod, would you mind looking? I told her you would.
I think it's high time she married Jason. Getting more like an old maid every day.
Oh, Rod.
All right. I'll go down to humor both of you. Guess I have to agree, that picture is causing too much trouble. Maybe it had better go. Library door still closed. Not a sound from in there. He must be asleep. I'll knock quietly on the door.
Mr. Van Horn asked not to be disturbed, sir.
Brinkley, what are you doing up?
I have an upset stomach, sir. I went to the kitchen for a remedy.
Did you check on Mr. Van Horn?
No, sir. As I said, he asked not to be disturbed.
When did you retire?
About 11, sir.
To your knowledge, is he still in there?
Yes, sir. I have heard nothing since you left him last evening.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'd better have a look. Jason? 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 Are you in there?
Perhaps we should go in, sir.
Yes, Brinkley, perhaps we should.
Strange. There seems to be no heat in the library.
No light either. Don't turn it on yet.
Although it shouldn't be off if he's working. Look around. Can you see him?
No, sir.
Something peculiar here. Jason!
The portrait. It's no longer over the fireplace.
Brinkley, by the hearth. Shadow.
Yes, I see it. It's sitting on the floor.
Does that look like Jason to you?
No, sir.
Quick, the light. We may be too late.
What? It's Mr. Van Horn. Sitting on the floor in front of the portrait. His eyes are open, sir. But he doesn't move. Is he dead, sir?
We'll see. Pulse is all right. No? Some kind of trance. Jason, snap out of it. Wake up.
Perhaps if we turn the portrait around, he seems to be staring at it.
Go ahead, try it.
There, sir.
Yes, he's stirring.
What's the matter here?
Get us some brandy, Brinkley.
Yes, sir.
And remember, not a word of this to Mrs. Winfield.
I quite understand, sir.
Roderick, I thought I told
you... What time do you think it is?
Oh, why, just a little after midnight. Now, what was that?
It's nearly 4:30, Jason.
I see. Thanks, Roderick.
You were staring at the portrait.
Apparently, among its accomplishments, is a strong hypnotic power.
What did you find out?
No wonder Blum didn't want to sell. He also knew the truth.
Meaning?
My boy, this was painted by a medieval alchemist, or a man with occult powers. An entire ritual is depicted in symbolism. I've copied it down on paper, see?
What does it add up to?
Just this. Give me a day to correct these figures. Tonight we'll perform an experiment that has waited through 7 centuries for fulfillment.
What are you talking about?
Roderick, lad, if I can duplicate this ritual faithfully, tonight, right here in the library, we may stand face to face with the real Midnight Horseman. Nearly midnight. Everything is set. Portrait in a square, facing north. We've drawn a circle around us. Each holds a fresh tree branch. Exactly at midnight, we recite the words. This is a rare moment, Rod.
There's something unnatural about this, Jason. As if we were trying to play God.
The ritual wouldn't exist if it weren't meant to be used.
All I did was buy a portrait. Now look how it turned out.
If we're able to do this tonight, we'll go down in history as the first men to span 7 centuries.
You don't want to forget what that man is looking for.
Shh. Midnight. Here we go. Ready?
I don't like it at all.
Good. That'll add tension. That's good. Hear the words, lad. Let's say them slowly and clearly.
Absalom.
Bada.
Geta.
Lum.
An.
Jektai.
Psalm.
Hear anything?
No, just the clock.
What went wrong? Let's see. Quick, drop your branch over the picture. I would forget that. Now the timing's off. Sit very still. It may work yet.
Jason, you believe in too many old wives' tales.
Shh! Don't scoff at things you don't understand. It should begin with the sound of a cold wind. Then we'll hear the hoofbeats of a horse approaching. Just be patient, Roderick.
It didn't work.
I can't understand what went wrong. I was so careful.
Well, that's that for tonight.
Wait. Do you hear it?
The wind.
He's coming. We've won.
No.
In a moment, he'll stand here as big as life.
No, stop it, Jason.
We did it, lad! We did it! You pulled the picture out of the square when we were so close. Why?
I couldn't go through with it. It's unholy, Jason. We shouldn't be doing this.
Lad, I'm disappointed in you. Now we'll have to pick another night to start all over again.
I'm sorry, Jason. You can try again tomorrow, if you like.
Busy, then. Have to wait till the day after.
Okay, the day after.
All right, at least we are certain now. It's just a question of time until we meet the man in person in this very room.
Brinkley, there's no reason for you to remain up.
Yes, sir. It's quite cool in the library. Shall I bring you a coat?
No, thank you.
Mr. Van Horn did not come tonight.
That's right. It's nearly midnight, Brinkley. I don't want to be disturbed further.
Yes, sir. I quite understand, sir. Ring if you need me, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good night.
Good night. I wonder if I should try it by myself. Jason would be pretty disappointed if it worked and he weren't here, though. Cold in this room. Jason thinks it's caused by some field of force around on the picture. The portrait. There it hangs above the fireplace. A hooded knight. Like a hangman out of some distant nightmare. Bell's right. It is terrifying. Wait. Can't look away. I'm being hypnotized. No. I did it. Jason was right. Don't stare at the horseman. Lord, it's uncanny. What's the time? A minute to 12. Should I try? Why not? I have to hurry, though. Take the picture down. Place it on the floor. Where's that tree branch? Oh, it's under the couch. There. Now, draw a square with it around the portrait. Mm-hmm. Okay. And circle around that. Picture thesis is north. Now, what did I forget? Something else. Oh, yes. Draw a big circle around the picture and me. Okay. She just made it. The words. Where are the words? I've lost them. Oh, no. I'm so close. Put them down. They must be somewhere. But where? Be too late in a moment. Must be recited at midnight. Ah, pocket. That's it. That's it. Here they are. Quick. Read the words. Absam, Badha, Betha, Lum, An, Chektai, Son. Next. Throw the branch on the portrait. There. Ah, the wind. I don't hear it. What did I do wrong? I didn't leave out a thing. It's supposed to work. Might as well gather the stuff up and put it back, I guess. Wait. Wind. I did it. Hey, the room seems wavy. Eyes playing tricks on me. Horse. Sounded like a galloping hooves. He's coming. Midnight horseman. He's heading right for this room. Oh, the room is so wavy. Feel the force in the portrait. Shall I stop him while I can? Not how do I know he won't kill? I can pull the picture out of the square and stop him. What should I do? Belle!
Rod! Oh, Rod, darling! Are you all right? Are you all right?
Belle, you spoiled the whole thing.
I was listening outside and I heard everything. Please, darling, stop this while you can. I'm so afraid.
I thought you were asleep. You weren't supposed to know anything about it.
Oh, what you're doing is evil.
But I haven't done a thing yet.
You can and would if I hadn't stopped you.
Belle, I'm confused. I haven't seen a thing. All that's happened is the sound.
Lucky that's all that happened.
I'm sorry, darling. Here, dry the tears.
Promise me, Rod. Promise me you won't try it again.
I can't.
Oh, you'll be sorry.
Make a deal with you. First, I want to see you smile, though.
No.
Yes, come on. A big one.
Oh, Rod. Hold me close.
That's better. Poor little girl. You were frightened. Make a deal with you.
Okay. What is it?
Tomorrow is Friday. Jason's coming over tomorrow night. We'll try once more. And this time, if it doesn't work, we'll quit.
What if it does?
Are you game?
Oh, Rod.
I've got to find out. How about it?
I'm against it. But if you must... Well, I want to be here with you.
Check. Just one more time, then. I've got to find out if the Midnight Horseman can be brought into being.
Hello, is this Eric Blum?
That's right.
I'm Miss Ella Case. It's about the portrait you sold Roderick Winfield.
It's quite late, miss.
They've read some kind of symbolism in it.
Say what? That's the reason I didn't want to sell it. Are you certain?
Some rich, I believe, they perform at midnight.
Where?
At the Winfields. For all I know, they may try again tonight.
Good Lord, it's 11:30. What is your address, Miss Case?
246 Maple Drive.
Not a moment to lose. Pick you up in 10 minutes. If they bring that... man back. I wouldn't give a nickel for their lives.
This is it, Ballinrod. Nearly 12. This time we go all the way.
I'll let the servants off tonight so we won't be disturbed.
Good. Are you ready, Belle?
Yes. Get it over, Jason. And remember, this is the last time.
I promised it would be.
Take your places. When the clock strikes, throw your branches on the picture and recite the words. Come what may, we won't try to stop it.
Ron.
Take it easy, Belle. Everything's going to be all right.
The branches, quick! The words now. We'll read them together.
Asom Bada Yata Lum An Jektai Sum.
Rod.
Shh! It should begin now. Listen. I wonder if it'll work again.
It takes time.
Listen. There it is. Horse! It's working! It's working!
Rod! It's still stopping!
I missed the chance of a lifetime. Look, the room. It's getting weighted.
Be quiet! In a moment, a man centuries old will stand before us. Living, breathing.
And hating.
Belle, you promised.
Stop him! It's our last chance! He'll kill us! You've got to stop him!
Too late, Belle! That house is about to crack through those windows!
I'll pull the picture out myself!
No!
Just like the portrait. Black armor. Black hood. Silver lance. The Midnight Horseman. My dreaming. What? He's pointing the lance at me.
Thou hast fulfilled the prophecy. Know ye, I have found the beloved Belinda.
He's taking Belle. Now!
Thou knowest me well, Baron, without the hood.
He raised the hood.
No! Not you!
Dead police! They are
not the lance!
Yes, he's been here.
Look, the portrait. There's a change. The lance, it's missing. Good Lord. Buried in Radovic's heart.
No, no. There's only a bit in the hole. But where are Jason and Belle?
The answer is in the portrait.
Let me see. There's a girl riding behind the horseman. Oh, Belle. It's Belle.
Yes. And the hood is now missing from the horseman. You can see his face.
It's Jason. Jason!
You have just heard Macabre, a special Far East Network presentation. Tonight's story was The Midnight Horseman. In our cast were John Buey as Jason, Frankie Oka as Belle, William Verdier as Roderick, Sandra Morey as Ella, Walt Sheldon as Eric Blum, and Milton Radmilovich as Brinkley. Technical supervision was by Airman First Class Larry Dooley, with sound patterns by Airman First Class James Conley. This is Air Force Sergeant Al LePage speaking. Macabre was written and directed by William Verdier.
Macabre comes to you each week at this time through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.